damn, we early tonight, 8:04. Damn, that's good.
We are not early. We usually doing at 9 o'clock, but yeah. I ain't doing shit. I got off of work early because of these badass storms. I hope y'all being safe out there.
Yeah, for sure. Same, like my boss, she came in late or whatever, and then she left before me. I'm like, yo, I was here like almost 1 hour and 45 minutes before you, and here you go leaving before me, right? So, but I mean, when you're the boss, you get to do what you want, right? So,
hey, that's like me. I came in to work late and I left. Well, I left about 5 o'clock, but I let my interns and fellows leave early because I was like, yo,
oh, yeah,
y'all be safe. Yeah. Like, I got a car, so I wasn't tripping. Y'all in the metro, get out of here.
Facts. It was so funny. My boss was telling me, she was like, yeah, like, you know, last year for like Thanksgiving, we were supposed to like do this volunteer work. And she, I guess she was hoping that I was going to show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mind if she would have told me, she's like, hey, Greg, like, it's kind of like a mandatory thing, but it was more so, can you, it was a can you? And the answer was, no, I can't.
No,
because mind you, like, I work out in Virginia. So, you know, living on my side of, you know, on my side of town, I'm like, bro, and for me, like, I sold the car during the pandemic.
Will it take you an hour, or you go? Are you work on the Virginia side, like near Silver Spring?
No, like I work like a little bit past Tyson's.
Oh, so,
exactly. And I go in one day a week or whatever, so I get to work the rest of the week home, which is like amazing. But the issue is, and I think like luckily my job, they realize like it's going to be hard to get somebody to come out here 5 days a week to essentially sit in the office, right? Because a lot of my work is like study hall shit. It could be done at a computer anywhere, right? And it's like there's no point. Like even when I go into the office, I'm like, okay, yeah, I could have done all this stuff at home. I'm just doing the little bit that I can do here, right?
Yeah, that's how I feel about my job. I'm like, most of what I do, I don't have to physically be here, but I come just for like visibility. So you have to like see me there.
Yeah, and that's what it is for me. It's like it's a visibility thing. It's not a, oh, Greg need to be here, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I appreciate it. I value my job, especially as somebody who, you know, last year, like, I wasn't working for, like, 5 months. So that was just already enough for me, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful, and, you know, I appreciate her. So I had, like, you know, how can I put it? Like, she is the type of boss that's busy, but I'm trying to figure out what exactly she's busy with, because it seems like she seems as though she has a lot of busy work or a lot of work that keeps her busy. But then for me, like, I'm one of those type of workers where I don't think she's used to the idea of I work to get the task done. I don't work to just, you know, just be there.
I'm the same way. I'm somebody. Because you got some people that get a task and it take them all day to fucking do it. I'm like, I get a task, I'm about to knock this out, and now I don't have shit to do all day.
Exactly. And that's exactly who I am. And without telling her that, I think she knows it, but she also was like, okay, he's very efficient and everything. Mm-hmm. But she was like, oh, you know, she's attempting to try to tell me, like today she was like, you just got to slow down, like take your time. And I was like, every job I've ever worked at, like law-wise, is a hurry up and wait job. I'm not a hurry up and wait person. I'm a do this shit and, you know, let's get it done, right? Like, make my 7.5 hours like 4, and then the other 3 hours I'll figure that shit out, right? And like working from home, like for me, for example, when I work from home, truthfully, like I could be in bed doing my work. And when I'm not in bed, I'm like, all right, cool. I can go downstairs. I'll do my work. I can like float around. Now I could bullshit and like, you know, I'm gonna just take 1.5 hour walk. I can do that. But the reason why I don't is because it's like, I like to just in case, you know, you need me or whatever, I'll do these things. But I guess what she does is she does her work. Like she'll get a task or something like that. And she'll, you know, just tell me like, take my time, which is cool. I'll take my time. But I know how that works. I've been at places where they always tell you to take your time until they start giving you more work. And then it's like, yeah, I kind of like need that now. I need that like Thursday. And today is like Wednesday. And you're like, wait, so why are you asking today then? Like it's that type of shit for me. And coming from a firm, like I told you, that's kind of hurry up and wait. And more importantly, it's one of those jobs that working in law, like, you know, working government, whatever you want to call it, in DC, a lot of these companies, they tell you what they want. Like, she said to me, she's like, I just want you to do your job description. No big deal. She's like, I want you to, like, own your job description and own what your resume said. And I was like, oh, trust me, my resume is exactly what it says. But I had to make it crystal clear to her. I was like, I went from having a boss that wanted you to explain the why to everything you did. And this boss isn't that. She's the opposite way. She's the, oh, just, you know, just give it to me when it's complete. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good in theory. I've had that type of boss before where it's like, oh, just give it to me when it's done. But then when you give it to him when it's done, it's a, well, what'd you do to get there? It's like, well, that was the process. You know what I mean? Like, the process that I'm telling you, like, she doesn't like to hear the process of how the work got done. She just wants to see the work. And that's, like, cool and well. But the issue for me is I've had bosses like her before who have said that. And then we just go and duck off and just don't say anything. And then you come back with the presentation of the work. Then it's like, wait a minute. Why is the work done so fast? Why, you know, how do you get it done so fast? Why is he being so efficient? It's like, I'm not being efficient. You just gave me a task that you thought may take the average person 2-3 hours. So yeah, that's just what I've dealt with work-wise. We haven't even started the show. Actually, we did. Fuck it. This is Young, Black, and Bald. It has been a while. I'm Greg. That's Chris. Iris is, you know, doing some things. She's pretty busy. And then you have Chrissy. She will be in and out at some point of the episode. I want to shout out to Non-Binary One. And I want to shout out to my man, John, Big Man 305. Thank you for coming in for pretty much all the episodes. Whenever we have a show, he's there. So shout out to him.
Yay, shout out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a really weird start to 2024 for me. I don't even want to, like, start. We've talked about it as a podcast, like, as a collective. Like, Chris, like, for us, I don't even want to, like, put that in the space. I'm putting that in the little bucket that it should be in and just letting that be what it is. Because, what is it, 6 days into the year, if that's how it's going to start, it needs to improve in a major way. But what about you? How have you been? Because, again, we have not had YBAB for about, what, 4.5, 5 months, roughly, since, what, August, September? And here we are just giving them a random-ass episode.
Yeah, you know, I've been good. And, you know, this year, one of my goals is to be more consistent on the podcast. So y'all will see me a lot more. I don't know if that's good or a bad thing, but I'm going to hope it's good. But the most part, I've just been kind of, you know, I feel like this theme of my life is just kind of accepting what's in front of me and not trying to get, like, what I don't have. So I'm trying to be, like, more grateful for everything that I have and just kind of excel in the things that I've already been given and then see where it takes me. Because I feel like a lot of times we get caught up and say, we got to do this, we got to do that. But it's so many chances that we could take to be better at what we already got. Like, for example, somebody gave me this example that was kind of spot on. I was like, when you get a car, right? Mm-hmm. You got a nice car, you know, you may or may not take care of it. You start, like, eating in it, you know, it might get a little dusty. But then you're like, I want a new car. But it's like, why do you even deserve a new car when you ain't even taking care of the shit that you got right now?
Exactly.
So that's how I'm kind of looking at life. Like, I'm just about to start really enhancing all my blessings that I have right now. And then if they just happen to metabolize into something bigger, then cool.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm a lot of the same. I ain't going to go into a diatribe about it. I feel like there were a lot of life lessons in 2023 that can apply to 2024 and make it better. And I saw a lot of people, and I've been way more observant in watching how people maneuver and how people interact. And I'm starting to think that we've lost touch with, like, not just each other, but just, like, reality. Ourselves. And reality, too. Like, you know, I told Shan, like, I do a show with her, and I was trying to explain to her my distaste for podcasts. Not podcasting, just podcast. And she couldn't grasp the concept of it because, I mean, it's like me. Like, we went from having one episode to roughly like 200 in like a year and a half, 2 years, right? And that usually gives people, if you do an episode a year, I'm sorry, an episode a month, an episode a week, it's going to build up. And then like during the pandemic, when I tell you, like, not even just us as a collective, but just our podcast, we went from having what in 2020, summer 2020, we went from roughly having about 200 episodes to 475 because we were podding. Yeah, we had a lot of shows. And I have to tell people now, and you know, including like Shan, shout out to her, was like, you got to start having lived experiences in order to podcast, because a lot of these things are boring, bro. Like, it sucks to say it that way, but a lot of these podcasts suck because they don't know, one, what the fuck they're talking about, and two, they don't have any experiences. So it just always end up being some gender war shit. It always ends up, you know, man versus women. Why don't they do this? Why are we arguing about this? I'm like, bro, don't nobody want to deal with this bullshit. Like, nobody want to, like, I don't want to hear that.
Gender war shit is played out. It's like, this is the thing. Everybody, and I'm just going to sum it up real quick. Everybody wants something from someone. Like, when it comes to dating, like, the men want to feel whatever they feel. The women want to feel whatever they feel. But the problem is social media and just like technology, I feel like in general, and consumerism has just given people an unrealistic expectation that you just can't uphold. And a lot of motherfuckers just need to really touch grass. Like, I look at some of these arguments, like, they be almost stupid to me. Like, I can't remember the last one I seen that, because I've been trying to really tap out of this dumbass gender shit. I got you. This recent. What's his name? Jonathan Majors. And the idea of what a Coretta Scott King is. Just for Bernice King to come out and be like, my mother was an activist before she even met my father. She was not no silent woman. She was not nobody's lap dog. And you got all these niggas like, oh, yeah, he won a Coretta. But do y'all niggas even know what a Coretta is?
Not at all.
So it's kind of like, it's these unrealistic expectations that everybody got. And then it's giving people a false sense of reality in this shit. Just really almost making it impossible to really have a genuine connection, because it's like, if you're not following the social media standards of what everybody else feels like a relationship should look like, then it's like, whatever.
Yeah. And just to add to that, I think a lot of people need to grow the fuck up. Like, I feel like we've grown
big,
up.
Big ass babies or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, everybody's super sensitive. You can't say things. You can't do things. Like, when we used to podcast, like, I go back sometimes and I listen to it and hear, like, the maturity and how we are now versus then in 2018, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody would say, oh, well, y'all been podcasting that long? I'm like, yeah, we didn't just all of a sudden, hey, here's, you know, the pandemic, here's some podcasts. We've been podcasting so long, like, you know, I done got married. We had a kid. Like, so much life has changed that, like, stuff has grown. Like, CJ got a kid. Like, he, like, you know, you have so much going on. I'm like, bro.
Like,
yeah. It's so many things.
Married already.
Yeah. Like, things come and go. Like, people come and go. But we always have, like, connected with, like, this podcast. That's why I tell people, like, you know, they're like, oh, where's Chris? I'm like, Chris got to live life. We have to live life. We've had to, like, you know, full transparency for the people who are listening. Like, some people have had to, like, get the fuck on out of the podcast because they just weren't right for the space. And I'll just leave that there. But it's also just a growth of a show. When I listen, there are podcasts I listen to that, you know, I didn't listen to before because I wasn't prepared for them. I wasn't ready for them. But there's also podcasts that I used to listen to that I grew from. Then I'm like, you know what? I can't listen to that anymore. And it's not even just podcasts, music as well. There's music I listen to.
Yeah,
I'm like,
music too.
Yeah, like, this ain't for me. So I've had people, and you and I talked about it with, like, the Dope and Note. The reason why we stopped doing Dope and Note was because we had to realize, like, in order to monetize, like, Universal Music Group is flagging everything, podcasts and stuff included. So
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What does it look like for us to go and monetize when it only to end up getting sued later on because Universal is like, okay, right. you pay 30 seconds of a clip of ours, take the show down. Absolutely not, right? Exactly. We need sponsorships and stuff like that. But my thing, like even with like financing the show and monetizing with the show, it's like they want speculative arguments and discussions. And I can't do that anymore. I can't, you know, I don't mind talking about news and topics as long as it can apply to like how we've grown as a show. When I think about stuff we used to talk about, like even like the Tory Lanez and the Meg shit, like we've seen enough of that. And we've heard enough about it to draw our own conclusions, but we can also be mature in reporting on that. You know what I mean? So now I see a better direction for the show. And I see there are going to be some people who they're going to see this on their feed. Like, oh, shit, there's another episode of Young, Black, and Bothered. And then they're going to say, like, oh, the episode's called
The Inconsistent Podcast.
The content different. It's not like we come in here and we still shoot the shit. We talk about the news and stuff. But I think... like, we've been doing them as a service and just, all right, we've been, you know, gone for 4 or 5 months. And then we come back and then it's like, oh, it's just another episode where we know what the docket, we know what the flow is going to be, right? And we used to do, like, we can still do the first 48. We do the news and stuff like that. But I feel like to add context and value to it, we have to, you know, apply some things a little bit differently. And that's what I wasn't getting from other podcasts. And it, again, it just put a sour taste in my mouth when I would go and listen to a show or even just look on Instagram and people who are visual content creators were calling themselves podcasters. And it's like, bro, you're not a podcaster. All your shit is on like a Zoom call, you know, one person at the top, one person at the bottom, and y'all are talking y'all shit. But it's always like either some sex talk or it's some y'all are talking about diaspora wars, gender wars, arguing, and then there's just some hot take that don't make any fucking sense. Well, I don't understand why black people eat bread because of it. Like, what? Like, who the fuck thinks about
this? Yeah, lack of content nowadays, I would agree, has become very divisive. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know if it's just the times we're living in because there's a lot of angry people right now.
Yep.
And I really started to notice it after the pandemic, and I was like, damn, did the pandemic really ruin people? Like, are we fucked up and don't even realize it?
Yeah.
Because it's just a lot. I mean, I noticed it, at least in my own, like, just listening to, you know, podcasts that I used to like and people I used to like, it's always like an exposure thing. But I will say this. Some exposure I feel like is good. Like, we look at Cat Williams. I know everybody's seen that interview. And, you know, he might tell you a joke, but he never tell us a lie. So, I mean, to me, when you get to that level, it's like, okay, some people really need to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Cool. And the truth ain't always good.
Yeah, and that, for me, again, it's just value. At least for me, that's just how I feel. I'm like, okay, if there's value, I want it. I want to be a part of that shit because it makes me feel like I'm listening to a podcast where the people who are doing the show care about the show just as much as the people who are listening. And when I think about how we've pod before and how we always gave some context, we always either read an article or we played a clip or something like that. I listen to some of these shows, it's like, you know what I heard, but I didn't even read through. And I'm going to blame this on Clubhouse a little bit because people who could just get on an audio app and just say what the fuck they want to say with no consequence, they just started becoming podcasters. When we started a podcast, I know it's going to sound crazy for some. There was no Clubhouse. There was no, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go and grab a phone.
Right.
Like we had to go and get microphones. We had to be in quiet rooms. Like, you know, shout out to people who used to be like listening to the show and probably tuned out because audio was bad. And we, as you know, a group on the podcast, we used to have to tell people, hey, your smoke detector and shit went off. That stuff we went through in the past, yo. It's just so dope seeing how we've like transitioned from what it was to what it is now. And I'm hoping for like for better, right? So I guess to like sum that up, you know, when it comes to this portion of like the docket or whatever, like that's what took so long for another episode for y'all. I think, and this is my personal opinion, like there's no need to like try to podcast every week. I was telling Shan this, and I know, you know, shout out to Shan. I don't know how she felt about it when I said it that way. I know she was like, well, Brad, you kind of are jaded because of how you feel about podcasts. I'm like, honestly, there's not that much to fucking talk about every week anymore. Like, it sounds crazy, but when you think about it, it's like, okay, when you've talked about everything under the sun with a group of people, like, unless you do, like, for me, like, I was talking about doing a solo podcast, I can do, like, you know, a show where I just talk about what's going on in my life. Same way, like, with you, like, you're like, all right, Greg, I want to do a podcast and just, like, talk about stuff that's going on in life. I think that would be a good idea. It's like, all right, you never know what Young Black about. They just made, they see this episode like an inconsistent podcast, right? But it's Greg talking about, like, what's going on in the world. And then the next episode is like, it's Chris. So then it becomes more of a, like, a growth and development type of podcast of you're hearing what's going on in somebody's life and not just what's going on in the world. And that was something that used to always like bother me when I would go back and listen to like podcasts of that we have done sometimes, because it's like, we're not talking about what we've done. We're talking about what the rest of the world done. Are we living any experiences? Are we talking about anything? And I know some people have this idea of like, you don't need to put everything behind a podcast, talk about your personal life, but it's like, yeah, but you're talking about everybody else's.
Right.
So it's like, okay, we talking about everybody else. What about us? Like,
I don't give a fuck about these celebrities, man. They not doing a goddamn thing for me. Like, I mean, some of the stories is cool. Some of the stuff is entertaining. I'll give you that. But I'm not, prime example, that one girl, Halle Bailey and DDG.
Yes.
Like, yo, that's a prime example. Niggas need to touch grass. Like,
bro,
why are y'all so pressed?
And that's the thing, like, when we used, like, even when we would talk about that before, it was always like, all right, we'll touch on it, we'll give our thoughts. But it would, like, sometimes it would be like, all right, we're going to shit on them a little bit because some of the stuff was outrageous. I ain't going to front. But for the most part, we would go and we would give them their flowers, we would give our thoughts and opinions. But more than likely, these people don't care. And I started to notice, even with, like, the Cat Williams thing, like, if, you know, we can talk about that for a second, like, some shit is just, like, it's not even content, it's clickbait. And I blame, again, Clubhouse for starting that trend of, hey, as long as it's content. And I'm like, oh, like, everything isn't meant to be content. And when I say everything, like, personal people, you know, people's personal lives, doxing them and, you know, just arguing.
Yeah, doxing is crazy.
Yeah, like, people
go, it's crazy.
Yeah, people going and arguing with each other, putting out addresses, sleeping with people intentionally, and then, you know, talking shit about. I'm like, bro, at 36 for me, I know that's not how I operate and that's not how I would want people to operate. But when I hear it, like, sometimes drama is entertaining because you're not in it. But if you've ever been a part of drama, you instantly like, you know what? Like, this shit ain't really that cool because either I've been there, I know somebody who's been there or through that. Or it's just like, yo, how old are we? Like, we're not 19, 20 anymore. Yeah. So, again, like, in the future, like, I would love to hear from, like, listeners and be like, oh, what do y'all want to hear? Like, do you want to hear a podcast that's a little bit more mature from us? Because, I mean, the new shit is fine. But, like, do you actually want to hear lived experiences and how people, like, us now as adults, we work, we're in the workforce, we're doing things with our own personal lives. We got families and friends and stuff like that. And I would be like remiss to look at this podcast in a few years and be like, oh yeah, well, my daughter's listening to this now. She's 10, 12 years old and hearing about how daddy used to talk. And it's like, that's you? That's how you used to be? And it's recorded. Like, what value am I adding there, so to speak? So, you know, with the podcast, I guess we can like just say that, I mean, you should expect more. This ain't going to be like a long podcast. It's more so a, like a reintroduction, so to speak. And then when everybody else comes in, like when we got Chrissy, when we got Iris, we can go and we can just dive into what they should expect. I already told like social media that we're going to have like the actual like show, where we go into the whole thing. But I was like, I needed to apologize to people for not putting out a show for a few months. But again, I really lead with the idea of not being the podcaster who's just reporting on the news. You got Shade Room for that. You got Instagram for that. I would love to be a podcast where you learn something and you also are entertained. Like that's what got us into podcasting is we learned each other. Our friendships have grown in 5 years because of the podcast. We don't have to talk every day. I don't need to be like, all right, what's Chris doing on Tuesday? Was like, no, we can get on the mic and haven't spoke for fucking 4 or 5 months about anything outside of what we talk about in our text group. I'm just like, all right, this is what it is. Like, this is how we're going to podcast. And that's what I miss. I just don't want to, again, be an Instagram podcast. When I think of now, it's going to sound crazy. When I asked y'all, I was like, okay, like, are we even bothered anymore? Like, with the name of Young Black and Bob, like, I'm not bothered about a lot of shit.
Yeah, I'm bothered by everybody else, not by me.
Facts, yo.
I'm not bothered by, you know, y'all bother me.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, again, this is just, I know somebody will be like, dang, it ain't going to be a long episode. It's going to be, what is this going to be? This is just us talking, probably Greg talking too much. Like, I'm just going to give Chris, I'm going to give Chris the floor. Anything you got on your heart for the, you know, however long you want to talk, it is on you right now. I'm going to just let you get it off. So I'm going to go on mute. Go for it.
I don't really have a lot to say, you know, like Greg said, we about to revamp the podcast, do something different. I hope everybody who listens to us likes that. I mean, hopefully y'all been with us for a while, so you probably want to have some more maturity in our discussions anyway. But also just kind of like talking about, I feel like life is something we could really focus on in the new year, especially 2024. It's a lot of things changing. It's a lot of things going on. So like I said, for me, my whole theme this year is just practicing gratitude and showing others how to be more grateful as well. So I'll probably come from that space on some of my shows, just giving people, you know, examples of how you could just be more aware and essentially touch grass. I want my listeners to touch grass. I don't want y'all to be living in this like cyber world where you think a lot of this shit is real, because everybody's faking online. I'll let you know, it's all fake. I know happy couples that's really sad. I know sad couples that's really fucking happy. I know people who be taking pics in the gym and ain't do a goddamn thing but take pics. I know people who be in the gym every day and never post it. Like, it's just a lot of shit that you think is going on isn't always going on. A lot of this stuff is made up. So, like, I want to bring back reality. And that's pretty much my goal. I don't really have much else to say today, but my goal is to bring y'all motherfuckers back to reality.
Facts. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Again, this was, you know, we're here for a good time, not a long time. Thank y'all for listening to this. If you're disappointed you ain't get the normal 2-3 hours like you used to, just stay tuned. We got some shit for y'all.
Yeah, but it's coming. This episode, it's coming.
Yeah, it's just not going to be tonight. Hopefully, y'all appreciate hearing from us, because we appreciate podcast. I missed it, but again, we needed to, again, have the life experiences to tell the stories. So, again, next week, it'll be, you know, the full gauntlet of us. It'll be all of us, minus one, because one person is no longer on the show, so don't ask. We're not going to tell you, ain't going to speak on it after that. But again, thank y'all for the people who stuck through. If you got this notification and you were excited, we just are, you know, we are just excited to give y'all the show. So until next week, y'all, we'll see you later. Peace, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.